From Pasuk Aleph to Vav, how is he talking? He's talking, Hashem. Oriv Yishi Mimir Hashem Uchayai. Ha'achat Shalti Meitz Hashem. He's talking about Hashem in third person. What happens starting Pasuk Zayin? Lecha Amar Libi. He starts to talk to Hashem in second person. In the first, by the first stanza, he's talking about Hashem. The second, he's talking to Hashem, which gives you a sense of really appealing to Hashem. So much so that some Parshanim explain, as we find very often in Sefer Tehillim, that the first stanza is really a response to his experience in the second stanza. That he's starting by saying, ah, yes, Hashem is great, and I'm confident. That's because of what he experienced in the second part. But he's trying to make this more universal by telling you how he feels, both at the beginning and at the end. Here we go. Hashem Uri B'Yishi, Mimi Iran. Hashem is my light, my savior. Whom shall I fear? Hashem is the stronghold of my life. There's nothing to be afraid of. B'Kov Alay Mariyim, as people plan against me to eat my flesh, but they always fail. Im Tachana Alay Machana, Lo Yirali Bi. Again, monsters can stand against me, but I'm never going to be afraid. Im Takum Machama B'Zot Ani Boteach. Who's the B'Zot? With my knowledge of Hashem being Uri B'Yishi. I know Hashem is always going to come and save me. Achat she'alti me'et Hashem ota avakesh. So this is something, though, that I do desire. Shifti b'veit Hashem. Why does he want to always be b'veit Hashem? Makes sense. I always want to be b'veit Hashem because Hashem always helps me. Kol yimei chayai lachazot b'no'am Hashem u'levaker b'heichalo. I want to stay, again, in the area of the mikdash, in the area of the heichal Hashem. It's worthwhile to be a devoted person to Hashem. Why? Because Hashem always helps you. Or you can say that he is confident, especially on the military front, but what does he really want? He says, I love my relationship with Hashem. Hashem always helps me. And this makes sense that it's David HaMelech, who certainly does confront lions and tigers and bears, and Shaul HaMelech, oh my. But again, here, what I really want, Hashem, is a little bit of that peace of knowing that I can have also a steadfast, steady relationship with you. And again, the next psukim, ki yitzvinenu v'sukha b'yom ra'a yastireni, because Hashem will always protect me. B'sefer alo, b'tzor yirom ameni, he always uplifts me. V'atai yarum roshi ala v'ayisivotai, so that I can always surmount my enemies. V'ezbacha ba'alo zivchei truah, and then I can go to the mikdash, and I can celebrate before Hashem, ashir v'azamah la Hashem. Says, this is the story of my life. I'm always on the defensive, and then Hashem always helps me, takes me out of my state of vulnerability, and allows me to triumph. All of a sudden, Shema Hashem Kol Yekra. I need you. Chaneni Aneni. Yes, place your grace upon me. Answer me. Lecha Amar Libi. Bakshu Panai. I want you. What does Bakshu Panai mean? Again, this is what you did this year before. Bakshu Panai. Seek me. Right? Bakshu Panai. Et Panecha Hashem Avakesh. And I seek you. Al Taster Panecha Mimeni. Which gives us the impression, if he's telling Hashem, don't hide your face from me, what must he be feeling right now? Hester Panim. Hashem is hiding his face. Hashem, don't be angry with me. Because you have been my help. Don't abandon me now. So again, either we understand it chronologically or a little achronologically. Either you're saying Hashem once did abandon him and then he helped him, or according to the flow here, Hashem, you were just a few psukim ago, you were helping me. So don't leave me now, my God of salvation. Because I've been abandoned by my parents, I need you to gather me in. So show me the way. Because please do not allow me to be falling in the hands of my enemies. Because they're evil. They're completely immoral. If I would have only believed in Hashem, and if I could, the last, he returns once again to third person, and he says it's really worthwhile to hope in God. So what happens here? And before we get to some of the technical poetic devices, we find that he was in a state of serenity and security and confidence, and then he lacks this confidence, and by the end he says, Lulei hamanti, if I would have only just believed, Kaveil Hashem, it's really worthwhile to have hope in Hashem. So what clearly happened then between Bayit 1 and Bayit 2? What happened to this confident man? He became overconfident. And then what happened? Then he befell in the hands of his enemies. And what does he realize then? What should I have pursued all along? One should still hope in Hashem even when things don't seem to be going well. So now, why do we say this in Elul? Why is this considered a mizmor of tshuva?
Probably it's similar to the idea of bringing your fruit to the base of Mikdash and acknowledging
Very nice.
God is helping him. And more, if he becomes overconfident and he pushes out God, he's going to lose. Like, it's easy to hang on to God when I'm not going so well.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That's exactly it. Again, he's confident when Hashem is helping him. And it's not clear whether for a while Hashem just doesn't seem to be helping him, or whether it's as a direct result of the fact that he's overconfident. And then he realizes, oi, I made a mistake. Lulei ha'man tederot b'tzuf Hashem be'eretz chayim. I became caught up with this. And now, again, chavei al Hashem chazak ve'yemetz libacha. It gives one strength that one can return to that previous state. So this is certainly a very encouraging mizmor tshuva. It could also perhaps tell us not only that this person was overconfident and then perhaps he sins and now he's restoring himself, but it could even be telling us, as we sometimes feel in the month of Elul, that sometimes we seem to be going okay, but sometimes it doesn't seem like our turning to Hashem has any effect. After all, Shema Hashem Koli Akrav Chanini Vaneini, I need your help. And maybe he's not seeing or hearing Hashem's answer in the second bayit. But nonetheless, he says, Kaveil Hashem, even if you don't see a result right away, come on, keep on doing it, keep on doing it. This is certainly a mizmor that also encourages perseverance, which is certainly a sense that we have to feel throughout the process of tshuva. But now, just quickly, a few poetic devices here. Again, note that the two stanzas have very similar words. This is, again, parallel batim here. We have Hashem Orivi Yishi, and then in Pasuk Tet, Al Tazvini Elokei Yishi. Then he notes that Hashem is the God of salvation as a result of his overconfidence. In Tachanel, Lan Machanel, Lo Yira Libi. Again, my heart will not fear. And then Pasuk Chet, he says, Lecha Amar Libi. To you, Hashem, my lev actually speaks. And from the confident to the not so confident. What does he want all along? Panai, panecha. He wants that panim relationship. Note also pasuk yudalit. Kavel Hashem chazak ve'yametz libecha. The kavel Hashem. He's talking to someone around him. So he says lo yira libi, lecha amar libi. He's talking about his relationship with Hashem, and he's using that to encourage others to have a similar relationship with Hashem, of tikva, of having hope in Hashem. The last point, which is bolded, you see also from achat she'alti me'et Hashem ota avakesh. There's one thing that I really seek, and that is shifti b'beit Hashem kol yemei chayai, l'chazot b'noam Hashem, to just enjoy the atmosphere of Hashem. Note what he says in Pasuk Chet, l'chamar libi b'kshu panai et panecha Hashem avakesh. No, forget about that. I'm not in the upper-handed position. I need you to also seek me out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then et panecha Hashem avakesh. Forget about l'chazot b'noam Hashem. I really want to see your face. Right, and that's perhaps his mistake of the first bayit. He thought, oh, Hashem's helping me. God is with me. Everything is great. Is that enough? No, you have to seek out a face. What did you learn in the first shiur? What does it mean to seek out a face? To seek out the face of Hashem. He realizes that he has to get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a more intimate level. He has to really, again, reevaluate his relationship. And note the beautiful structure then of how Hashem is used throughout. L'David Hashem Uri V'yishi, Pasuk Vav Ashir V'azamra L'Hashem. I'm going to sing to Hashem. And then the very last Pasuk, Kavei El Hashem, V'Kavei El Hashem. Why do you think he adds that last Kavei El Hashem? On the most basic level, to encourage you, hope. Oh, have hope in God. Again, even if things aren't going so well, don't worry, right? If you're on the right path, everything will work out okay. But perhaps it's also to be able to end with, he starts with Hashem. The first stanza ends with Hashem. He starts the second stanza with Hashem and ends the last line with Hashem. And he has to end the note with, Kavei al Hashem. So here we find a beautifully structured and certainly encouraging mizmor. The last one. Hannah, 3 minutes, here we go. Shir HaMa'alot, Mimamakim Kratiha Hashem. Now, just some background for this mizmor. What do you know about this mizmor of Shir HaMa'alot? It was one of the... Very nice. Might again, Chazal tell us, Shirei HaMa'alot, again, were... This was a koteret that apparently was added later on. What do I mean by that? When whoever wrote this wrote it, did he write Shir HaMa'alot? This is a song of the steps. No. Right? And it's clear, if you look at the Shirei HaMa'alot, they're not really all related. Some of them talk about going to the Beis HaMikdash, some of them talk about fighting in war. But whoever organized them, probably Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, prefaced by each of them, Shir HaMa'alot. In the end, these were the 15 that were chosen to be sung on the Ma'alot, leading from the Ezrat Nashim to the Ezrat Nashim. Again, the 15 Ma'alot of Sha'arei Nikanor. Right? Which means also that they were probably written during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. So here, Shir HaMa'alot. This is one of the ones that were chosen, which means that these are very specific mizmorim that Levim used to sing. When would they sing these? The whole day. Right? I don't know if you know this. They would sing other mizmorim the whole day also, but you can go visit the mikdash anytime, and the shirei hamalot would be going on in the background, which means that these are fundamental mizmorim, which is why Chazal instituted them in the end as part of tefillah as well. Mima'amakim karaticha Hashem. The irony is even that he's on a step, and what is he saying? Mima'amakim, what do Chazal learn from here? I don't know, maybe a person shouldn't daven from a bima. Maybe he should really daven from down under. Mima'amakim, you should feel that you're calling out from the depths. Adonai Shema b'koli tiyena aznecha kashavot l'kol tachanunai im avanot tishmor ya Adonai mi ya'amod ki imcha hatzicha l'man tivarei ki vita Adonai kiptanashi v'lidvaro hochalti nafshi il Adonai mishomrim l'boker shomrim l'boker yachal Yisrael Adonai kim Adonai hachesed v'arei mofidut v'hu yiftet Yisrael mikol avonotav. Quickly, how many batim here? Two. I'll help you out here. What's the first bayit? Aleph through Dalit, he's talking to Hashem in what person? Tiana aznecha ki imcha haslicha. He's talking to Hashem in second person. Starting pasuk hey, he's talking to Hashem in third person, which implies the distance, right? Baruch ata Hashem. Right, that might something happens between stanza one and stanza two. What happens in stanza one? He's calling out to Hashem. He feels very vulnerable. Hashem, please listen to me. Im avanota tishmor ka Hashem mi amoda. He's a sinner, and he says, what's going to happen? Hashem, listen to me, because if you keep man in a state of sin, then no one can survive. Right, so obviously, this person has sinned. But it's up to you. You're the God again who can forgive, and we need you to forgive in order to survive. So now, kiviti Hashem kiftanashi v'lidvoro hachalti. He says, okay, what do I have to do? I have to take a step back. Hashem, I have hope in you, and I await your word. Meaning, what word is he hoping for? V'lidvoro hachalti. To say, salachti. Beautiful. Nafshi l'Hashem mishomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Nafshi l'Hashem is like the shomrim, meaning day after day I'm going to wait. But what does he feel? I'm vulnerable, but I'm also very confident. Kiviti Hashem. Day after day, I'm going to wait. Yachal Yisrael al Hashem. I'm not the only one. All of Yisrael waits. Ki Hashem hachesed harbei mufidut. What is this person feeling? I'm in the depths of depths now. And I turn to Hashem. And Hashem isn't answering me. So note that he goes from second person. He feels a close relationship to Hashem. And by the end of the first stanza, he doesn't feel that close relationship. So he now transforms it to a third person relationship. But he says, I still hope. Day after day, I'm going to hope. And all of Yisrael hopes because harbei imo fidut. That will God save? Yes, God is the God of salvation. Who you've said, Yisrael mikol avonotav. And what's the major theme here? Ki imcha haslicha. God has to be the one to forgive because God is the God of forgiveness. And therefore he will save Yisrael mikol avonotav. He will save us from the same avonot of pasuk gimel and mavonot tishmor ka Hashem mi amod. Because he knows that we can't survive this way, which certainly brings us back to mizmor nun aleph, knowing that we can't live. We can't really live. And he doesn't just mean physically live. We can't live life in a state of constant sin. Hashem has to give us a mechanism of being able to surmount, whether it's a leif tahor, a ruach nachon, or simply saying the word salachti. Now note a beautiful poetic idea here that we find from Pasuk Zayin to Pasuk Chet. Harbe imo fidut. It could really end here. God is the God of salvation. But then he says, Hu yivzet Yisrael. This is called Shirshur Hamilim. He takes an idea and then he summarizes with that idea. In poetic terminology, it's called anadiplosis, where he separates two different ideas. God is a God of salvation. Hu yivzet Yisrael. And therefore he's going to use the salvation to save us, not from war, not from enemies, to save us from our own sins. Mikol avanotav. In short, to save us from ourselves. And note how, although Ibn Ezra understands that he's talking about hu yivzet et Yisrael, note what does Ibn Ezra said? Hu yivzet otach. That he's really talking about who? Or hu yivzet otcha. He's talking about, the persona isn't talking about a national level. He's talking about the personal level, going back to Im avanot. He's talking about his own personal avanot. Mikol avanotav. Can I get im avanot tishmor ka? How does the Matzudat Zevin understand it? Hu yiftet Yisrael. No. He means, if Hashem can forgive me for my own sins, then what can Hashem also do? He can save all of Am Yisrael. Ratzal lomar, hine gam ha'avon lo ya'akev ha'gu'ula. Ki hu yiftet Yisrael. Even if we sin, Hashem will still save us. Min ha'avanot. That don't worry, Hashem saves us no matter what. So he takes the personal experience and basically says the poet is also addressing the national experience. So these are three mizmorim, the first of which we're supposed to, on a very personal level, attempt to internalize, feel the soiled nature of a broken heart, and then somehow use our own broken hearts to return to Hashem. The last two mizmorim, which are much more confident mizmorim, which have more of a national level to them as well, and therefore we say them, b'tzibur, and even b'yachid, but representing the tzibur, to encourage us throughout this rigorous process of tshuva to indeed return to Hashem. We're going to take a two-minute break, and believe it or not, the next shiur, we're going to again discuss the nature of Elul and Tanakh, which we'll do in a shorter format, and so we'll start in 2.5 minutes.